USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez is reassuring residents they are preparing for Hurricane Dorian's arrival.
All Miami-Dade County services continue normal operations. However, now is definitely the time for everyone to begin completing any preparations that are time-consuming.
The storm has slowed down a bit and is expected to now reach the U.S. coast sometime Sunday or possibly Monday. Jimenez also says that if stores are out of bottled water, use tap water.
Stores are running out of water and people are panicking a little bit. Just open up the tap. It's fine. It's plenty. It's free.
The Department of Justice's Inspector General report on Thursday says that fired FBI Director James Comey broke Bureau policy by leaking several memos with classified information. Although Attorney General Bill Barr says he will not prosecute the fired FBI Director over his wrongdoings. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team.
Doug. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Some residents of the Pacific Northwest may have felt a little shaking on Thursday.
We have a magnitude 6.3 earthquake that occurred off the coast of Oregon.
That's geophysicist Julie Dutton with the USGS. The epicenter was far enough offshore that there were no reports of any damage and no fears of a tsunami. As health officials in multiple states report illnesses linked to vaping products, Colorado Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette says it's time to stop and figure out what's going on. She's pushing a bill that would ban the sale of flavored nicotine products in the United States unless companies can prove they are safe. A second bill would raise the minimum wage to buy vaping products and all tobacco products to 21.
The recent outbreaks that we've seen in Colorado and other states demonstrate that these products are just simply not safe for anybody under 21, and we have real health concerns about their safety for anybody at this point.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic Representative and 2020 presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard has denounced the Democratic National Committee for its lack of transparency after learning she likely won't qualify for the third Democratic primary debate.
And there's a whole bunch of different polls that have come out. The DNC has only recognized some of them as being qualifying polls for the debate. The whole thing gets a little bit confusing, and you've got to jump way down into the weeds of the numbers and the statistics. But I think the bigger problem is that the whole process really lacks transparency. People deserve having that transparency because ultimately it's the people who will decide who our Democratic nominee will be and ultimately who our next president, commander-in-chief will be. And when you see that lack of transparency, it creates, a lack of faith and trust in the process.
Gabbard was speaking there on Fox News. 20-year-old James Reardon has been charged with telecommunications harassment and aggravated menacing after making threats against a Jewish community center in Youngstown, Ohio. U.S. Attorney Justin Herdman announces the charges.
He is charged with one count of making threats using a facility of interstate commerce. Now, federal rules give us a few weeks before seeking an indictment in the grand jury, and we will continue to use that time to further our investigation of Mr. Reardon's conduct and to determine if others were involved.
Reardon also posted threatening videos on social media. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.